So now comes that elucidation. If you were able to sit at the feet of Sri Aurobindo directly, then perhaps this elucidation would not be necessary. He looks into your eyes and knowledge is given. That was the power of Sri Aurobindo Dhammadhara. They could look into you and give you without speaking even. There is a beautiful sentence in the Upanishad. Here are the teachers. Where the teachers are young and the pupils are old. The teachers are young and the pupils are old. And teacher teaches without speaking. In complete silence, what is to be given is given. This is the right method of learning and teaching. The teachers are always young, whatever their age. Why? Because where there is knowledge, there is freshness. Where there is freshness, there is youth. Pupils are obscure, ignorant, therefore they are old. There is no freshness. So, the teachers are young and the pupils are old. Whatever your age, pupils are old. But even the old become young. This is the promise of the teacher. The old become young. Because when knowledge is poured, they flower. The youth comes, they bloom, all the life begins to course, you become powerful. So that is what happens now. When we read Sri Aurobindo particularly, you find this electric effect upon our being. So now let us read. The usual agency of this revealing is the word. The thing heard. We must read these sentences of Sri Aurobindo with the same silence with which they have been uttered. When there is a complete silence and even a small sound, one little sound is the word. Sri Aurobindo doesn't say books and words. He only says word. The usual agency of this revealing is the word. That is a concession given to us. We are so old. We are so deaf. So unseeing. So weak, so feeble. That although everything can be told to you in silence, you can't hear. It's not revealed because we are so old, we cannot receive the revelation. So a concession is made by the teacher. But that concession is made only by uttering one word. That gives you a vibration. Brahma. Many teachers in the Upanishads used to speak only one word, Brahma. Brahma means the Supreme. Or use the word Om. It's only one word, Om. And that was enough. It is that which unseals the ears. Ears which have become deaf. This deafness is removed by the word Om. And there is such a tremendous awakening. It is said, whether you believe in God or not, the moment you are told God exists, your life cannot be as before. Simply you are told God exists. Simply. No argument. No embellishment, no repetition. Simply, if somebody tells you God exists, after hearing these words, your life cannot be as before. You are troubled. The moment you are told God exists, you have to prove that God does not exist. You cannot rest where you are. And the moment you try to prove that God does not exist, you are caught more and more into God. You have to be concerned with God. You have to wrestle with God. You have to deny Him, reject Him. And you have to make a great effort to reject Him. How can you reject Him? Wherever you look around, there is this Brahma everywhere. How much will you reject? What will you reject? Whatever you say does not exist, but that exists. It mocks at you, it laughs at you at every moment. Everything in the world reveals God. Even if you say He does not exist, that itself, who is saying He does not exist? If you say you are saying, what are you? You are nothing but the image of Him. If you analyze yourself, when you say, I deny God, who is this I? The moment you deny God, you have to say, I am denying God. The moment you say, I deny, I is who? It is He, the objective figure of Him. You cannot be without Him. So in every denial, He is present. So the moment you hear simply the word, God exists, this is called in India, Shruti, the power of Shruti. You hear. Shruti means that which is heard. It's a Sanskrit word. Shruti is that which is heard. It's also called Shruta. Shruta also means that which is heard. So the agency of revealing to you is the word. Even if you are not totally aware, even if you don't become awakened, the beginning of awakening starts with one word, Om, Brahma. So the usual agency of this revealing is the word, the thing heard, Shruta. The word may come to us from within. Sometimes it happens in your complete silence of the being. The word is suddenly heard. It may not happen to many, but there are many people to whom the word is heard from within. It may come to us from without. This is more often. It comes to us from without, from outside. Somebody tells us. But in either case, it is only an agency for setting the hidden knowledge to work. Hidden knowledge, forgotten knowledge. You begin to remember. The moment the word comes to you, you can no more remain what you were before. The work starts immediately. The work of revelation starts immediately. You cannot be as before. Once you hear God exists, finished, you are caught already. Either you have to affirm or you have to deny. In either case, you are caught. And the dialogue starts, and you will not rest until He is known. The word within may be the utterance of the inmost soul in us, which is always open to the divine. Or it may be the word of the secret and universal teacher who is seated in the hearts of all. So either your own soul speaks out, or the Lord who is seated in us, He tells you. These are mystic experiences in which you hear. And if you learn how to be very, very, very quiet, you will be able to hear. At the right moment, the right word will come. For that, we have to learn to be very, 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 very quiet. The teacher who is seated in the hearts of all, universal teacher called Jagat Guru. Guru means a teacher, Jagat means the world. There is a Jagat Guru. He is a teacher of all. You don't require a human teacher. If a human teacher is required, it's only a concession. Just as the word is a concession. Because even without the word, through silence, the knowledge can be revealed. But the word is a concession. We are so deaf that sometimes shouting is necessary. So the word is heard. Similarly, the teacher is always present in you. You don't need an outer teacher. If an outer teacher is needed, it's only a concession. Because you are not able to hear the universal teacher seated in you, therefore an outer teacher who represents them may come and teach you. It's not a concession. In India, therefore, there is a system to have no teacher, but to regard universal teacher as your teacher. There is an eternal teacher in us. He is a universal teacher, the same teacher for all of us. He is a master who knows everyone, because everyone is nothing but himself. So he knows everyone. And he knows how to deal with each one. So at the right moment, he gives the right word. Sometimes there are good disciples who go to an outer teacher just for concession. They don't need an outer teacher. But for the sake of obeying the tradition that you must go to a teacher, they go to a teacher. There's an interesting story of Sri Krishna. It is said that Sri Krishna, he knew the universal teacher seated within himself. But because the tradition said that you should go and seek a teacher, he went to a teacher. His name was Ghora. G-H-O-R-A. Ghora. Ghora means intense. That was the name of the teacher. And said, "Give me knowledge." And he spoke only one line. And it is written, the teacher spoke one line and Krishna knew. All knowledge was revealed. One line. Udvayam tamasaspari svaha pashyanta uttaram devam devatra surya maganma jyoti ruttamam. This is the one line that was uttered by Ghora. Udvayam tamasaspari svaha pashyanta uttaram devam devatra surya maganma jyoti ruttamam. In Sanskrit it is a long sentence. It's only one line. We went beyond the darkness and saw the higher light. And then we went still farther and gain the supreme knowledge. This is the meaning of this sentence. We went beyond the darkness to higher knowledge. And then we went forward and attained to the supreme knowledge. The moment he was told, whole knowledge he remembered. Everything was known. This is what Chandogya Upanishad tells us. This is a story of Chandogya Upanishad. This is a Upanishad called Chandogya. Short story, but extremely important, very interesting. How Krishna, who knew already, followed the tradition to go to a teacher so that the teacher may teach him. And the teacher simply uttered a word and he knew. There was no need for him further to learn.